Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy, happy Friday. Here comes the weekend. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's 9:07. Oh, yeah. Happy, happy weekend. Friday, a state of mind. Embrace. Enjoy. Be positive and be thankful. That is my message today. Don't be like Holly weirdos.
Yeah?
Nah. John Nolte op-ed piece writes, a group of filmmakers behind a documentary about the late Christopher Reeve is having a political feast on his corpse.
What?
Attacking the orange bad man.
Oh, yes. You've got to be kidding.
He's dead and buried. He's cold.
Oh, my God.
He's been gone for a while now. He's been dead, in fact, 23 years. If he was alive, Christopher Reeve would be 73.
Isn't that hard to imagine? So all this time, so how do they have to turn it political? Why?
Well,
what are they doing?
For those who don't know, his breakthrough role in age 26, 1978, Superman the movie.
Right.
Reeve enjoyed award-winning career television movies for another 17 years before a horse-riding accident resulted in his complete paralysis below the neck. He was only 43. It was an awful thing to happen to such a young, talented, and seemingly decent family guy. After he struggled to maintain some semblance of a career, including in his activism, but he finally succumbed in 2004, and the world lost the best Superman that there ever was. So, naturally, even though he's been gone 20 years, no one knows how his thinking may have evolved had he lived to the age of 73, as many people do change as they become older and more mature in life's experiences. His corpse is currently being raped for anti-Trump cliques.
Wow.
The words of John Nolte. Even before his accident, Reeve was involved in environmental and human rights causes, as well as an advocate for artistic freedom and expression. There was a creative coalition, which Chris founded, which was designed to give people who worked in the creative and screen arts a platform from which to speak about things that they were passionate about. There was a certain property developer in New York who wanted to develop a horrific modern town plan, and Reeve led to the objections to it. The property developer was, of course, Donald Trump.
Of course it was.
Jeff Daniels, the dumber of the dumb and dumbers, told the filmmakers that he believes if Reeve were still alive, he would have faced off against Trump in the political arena, too. But he wouldn't have entered it for his own gain. The way he was engaged with people was not just for alliance and power. He saw that he could change things and change things for the better for the American people. Oh, really?
Okay.
You know, another Michigan embarrassment, you know, having come from the same state, him and Michael Moore.
Oh,
give me a break.
He's one of the worst.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, why would you even? Why would you say that? That why would you speculate of what you think a person would be like now, 20 years after their death?
They have, they just have no couth whatsoever. It's all agenda, and it's just sad, really.
And listen to his words, okay? Jeff Daniels, he said, the way he, Christopher Reeve, the way he was engaged with people was not just for alliance and power.
Acting like Trump is.
Yes, and Trump is not doing it for alliance and power. If anything, he rubs some Republicans the wrong way too.
Yes.
Do you know why? Because he is looking to make things better for Americans. He's looking to solve problems and issues, regardless of what it's considered to be. You know, oh, we don't do that. We're conservatives, or we don't do that. That's not how he operates, and that's been very clear. If you're looking at it with clear eyes, but of course these people aren't. And he goes on to say, and Christopher Reeve, he saw things that could be changed for the better for American people. You mean like getting rid of illegal aliens that are criminals, rapists, drug dealers, human traffickers?
Didn't Superman have concerns about crime and keeping people safe in big cities?
I believe he did.
And in particular, when he went to the big city?
I believe he did.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean.
Interesting.
Yeah. And this guy, John Nolte, says, look, I remember Christopher Reeve, the left-wing activist, but I also remember a soft-spoken and gentle man who behaved like a gentleman and not a grave-robbing puke. Reeve was always an underrated actor and a class act when it came to advocating for what he believed in. Then there's this. Look at how many accomplished actors like James Woods, the late and much-missed Ron Silver, a John Voight, Sylvester Stallone, Dennis Quaid, Patricia Heaton, Roseanne Barr, Russell Brand, Rob Schneider, all had, later in life, changes of heart.
Yep.
Or at least a willingness to finally speak openly about what they believed.
There you go.
What would people be saying today about Bill Maher, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk had they died 10 years ago?
Wow. There's some great examples there.
That's why you don't do this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't presume to know.
So how do you handle the legacy of somebody who's passed away like that? Well, how about honor what he did?
Yeah.
Honor who he was. Honor what he said and his stated beliefs. He deserves all that. What he doesn't deserve is having his legacy woke raped by those entrusted with his legacy. Andrew Breitbart has been dead for over a decade now, and not once have those who knew him best suggested that he would have or might have thought about this or that. That's because his memory is cherished, respected, and honored by those who knew him best.
Good point.
But there is no bottom to these people. Nice. Well said.
That's a good job there. Yeah, he did.
I mean, that's, look, it's the desperation and the ugliness and hatred of the left. That's how they operate. We'll put words in the mouth of a man who's perished two decades ago.
That's just wrong.
Hey, Representative Chip Roy is going to run for Texas Attorney General.
Whoa.
Huh. Now, isn't that Ken Paxton? I thought he was fairly popular. Roy enters the race as the seat is set to become open.
There you go.
For the first time since 2014, current Attorney General Ken Paxton running for U.S. Senate.
Yep.
Against Senator John Cornyn in the 2026 Republican primary. Other Republicans already in the race include Senators Mays Middleton and Joan Huffman, along with Aaron Reitz, a former Trump administration official and Paxton aide. So, yeah, Chip Roy throwing his hat in the ring.
I can see that.
Yeah, but he's been a very strong advocate for conservative values and the legacy that he wants, a legacy of family and freedom for the Lone Star State. That's what he pledges to protect. So, again, we'll follow up on what he's up to. Cracker Barrel.
Oh, my.
We talked that to death already, didn't we?
Well, but it's we still question why people are making it such a big deal.
They changed their logo. They're going to revamp their restaurants. I mean, it's time for a change. They've been doing the same thing for, what, 40-odd years?
Seems to be working, though. They're all, I mean, they sure do some business.
Well, again, so that's that in business.
Yeah.
You know, Do we change hoping that we continue to be prosperous, maybe draw even larger amounts? Or we looked at as kind of tired and stagnant, been there, done that. I mean, I guess, like, you know, like a Disney thing, they're always adding some attractions. Mm-hmm. And they'll slowly do away with some of them, too. But so they're kind of, they'll have some things that are kind of set in stone. Right. And then they'll evolve and change in some of the other things.
But you wouldn't, like, revamp it overnight. It's a shock to your base.
But remember, it's, you know, the one you go to is the one you're going to think about. Do you know what I mean? In other words, do you look at it like, oh, I don't like what they're doing. They're revamping the whole operation. It's like, okay, you don't even know what it's going to be like until you go and you visit it and you go,
sure.
Well, I still get the, you know, the good service and the good food and get what I like.
Could be.
But maybe the change in atmosphere will be too much.
Yeah.
But you can't say too soon. I mean, don't they have a right to change things up if they choose to?
Sure they do.
But I don't know where they, and I know you agree with me on this, where the concept of woke comes in.
I don't
see any
part.
Wokeness to it.
No.
Maybe I'm just not sensitive enough because I'm not woke.
Yeah.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. It's all coming up. 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Menendez brothers. I remember when, if you said that, you knew immediately what people were talking about. Well, I guess that's sort of come around full circle to some extent. In some cases, many years later, for most of us anyway. It is 9:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. These are the two brothers that were found guilty of murdering their parents. What was it, by shotgun? Yeah, and what was the claim? Daddy was really really nasty, really mean to them, and then the mom was, you know, I guess she was okay with it. Isn't that kind of their side of the deal?
Yeah, they're trying to say that she didn't do anything to stop it as their the excuse for having
justified,
killed her,
trying
too.
To justify, yeah. Right.
But they regret it. At least that's one of the ones. I regret it.
So Eric Menendez, he's one of the two, convicted in 1989, shotgun slayings of their parents in Beverly Hills. Yesterday, denied parole by a California review board. And this marks a significant development in the decades-long case that drew international attention, with the brothers' televised trial becoming one of the most infamous of the 90s. Well, Eric's now 54. He spent more than 30 years behind bars. In a statement, the Menendez family expressed disappointment for the decision. They said, while we respect the decision, today's outcome was, of course, disappointing and not what we hoped for. On our belief in Eric remains unwavering, and we know he will take the board's recommendation in stride. His remorse, growth, and the positive impact he's had on others speaks for itself, etc. Tomorrow, we take our attention and return our attention to Lyle's hearing, which is today.
Right.
While it's undoubtedly difficult, we remain cautiously optimistic and hopeful that the commissioner will see Lyle in a way that so many others have. A man who's taken responsibility, transformed his life, and is ready to come home. Yeah, one of the problems is they still have trouble following rules.
Yeah.
They both got in trouble for contraband violations, specifically possession of cell phones. I don't know. They have marked them as a moderate risk. In other words, if you let them out, what are the chances that they could be, you know, a danger to the public? I don't know. I mean, how do you assess that? Especially when they've been incarcerated at a fairly young age and have been in there for a long time. Can they adjust to society? You know, that you lead a life of discipline when you're in prison. You're told when to get up, when to go to bed, when to eat, when to shower. So you're told all these things. You have what it would be a somewhat of a disciplined life.
Right.
And then you get out. And in this case, especially, too, there's a certain amount of, a great deal of infamy that's going to follow you around. Now, I don't know, perhaps there's some silver lining in that for them. I don't know. But that would be, might be a lot for them to handle. And then the other part of it is, now wait a second. They were sentenced to life, weren't they? Yeah. And then back in May, Los Angeles Superior Court, Judge Michael Jessic reduced their life without parole sentence to 50 to life, making them eligible for parole consideration.
Well, this whole thing, too, you got to remember it came out of a documentary series, which put them back on the map, gave them a lot of attention, gave them a lot of sympathy, because you know how those things are. They take you down the road they want to take you down.
Yeah, pull at your heartstrings. Absolutely. And stuff like that. But yep. What they really need to do is show what the victims look like after they got their faces blown off by a shotgun.
Yeah. See how that goes.
You have to, I mean, you have to balance it out.
If you're going to be reality TV, be a reality.
I mean, that's the, you know, that's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't do that wondering if they're going to die or not. I mean, they were out to murder their parents. Look, you want to be compassionate. You want to give second chances. But when a crime is this heinous, I don't know that it's fair to society to unleash these guys? I don't know. Of course, if you like, if you love them, you care about them, you're probably going to feel differently.
But you're a little biased. You're not the public.
Yeah. And anyway, they said the brothers, yeah, marked as a moderate risk, an increase from their previous low-risk assessment. Hmm. The moderate risk increase came after, with the cell phones and breaking prison rules. Right. That's where they said, oh, they're moderate.
So you're risk. In prison and you still can't follow the rules.
Now, this will be interesting when it comes to Governor Gavin Newsom.
Oh.
He explained the multi-layered process of considering the Menendez brothers' eligibility for release. He said before any discussion or decision was finalized, a team of forensic psychologists conducted individualized risk assessments on each brother. We thought that would be the prudent thing to do. And adding that those assessments have been debated not only by the Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman and the victim's family, but also by the judge, both publicly and in another conversation, some of it behind closed doors. Yeah. What do you think? Keep them in there, throw away the key?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, let me ask you, are the parents still dead?
Yes.
Then yes.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. We need those upbeat, positive thoughts. Start thinking about it right now. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. More headlines, more information coming your way on the Friday edition of the Bob Rose Show. Along with Greg Cassidy, we are live and local. We are 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Life's been good to me so far. I hope it's been good to you, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 9:36 right now. And we're about 10 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. But you can start thinking upbeat, positive thoughts. It is Friday, right?
Yep.
And we need to start thinking a very positive way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know, putting on some brand new Beatles songs, you know?
Bob? They broke up a long time.
Today it's your birthday.
Not till next week, but thank you.
Okay. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
13. Why 13? I don't know. Because they had more than 999.
Wow.
Number 9.
Wow.
13 unreleased Beatles tracks are set to feature on a new anthology compilation.
Interesting.
Almost 30 years since the last. The announcement comes following a big hint from Sir Paul.
Yes.
And the other official Beatles social media channels, which all shared a carousel of images containing the numbers 1 to 4 on Instagram the day before the announcement. So Anthology 4 will feature 13 demos, session recordings, and other rare tracks that have never been released before.
If you're a big fan, that's going to be kind of cool.
Sure. And the first three anthology compilations, which were released between 1995 and 1996. Wow. So that's kind of cool. A book and documentary series, The Beatles Anthology, also being remastered and streamed by Disney Plus, billed as The Beatles Story in their own words. Hmm. It'll include a new 9th episode featuring previously unseen behind-the-scenes footage of Sir Paul, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr, filmed as they made the collections. All right.
Interesting.
So,
you got a favorite Beatle?
Probably George Harrison.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I always preferred, like a lot of folks, I guess, Paul McCartney. I loved the Wings songs. I liked a lot of that. In fact, I liked that better than Beatles. I know that's heresy to some people, but...
Yeah.
But I as a
can't believe you said it out loud.
I know, but as a kid, I did not listen to the Beatles a lot.
You might get your FCC license taken.
Yeah, that's all right. So really, my preference would be Paul McCartney and Wings.
Well, I mean, Paul was hugely talented.
Oh,
so was John. I mean, they're
yes.
just... But I think Ringo and George, they both had some kind of... I thought some kind of cool songs.
Oh, yeah. I think they were underrated in some ways. Yeah,
well, look who
right.
they... We're playing with.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be first, second,
yes.
third, fourth fiddle, whatever.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You're on a baseball team of all-stars.
And,
you know?
And you're not the home run hitter.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, anyway, hey, good. Everybody needs, a little break, a little distraction, whatever you want to call it.
A little help from your friends?
Well said, sir. Paul. By George, said John, sitting on Paul, where'd my ring go? That's how you can always remember.
Is that it?
Well, in case it's an issue for you.
Yeah.
I think by now it's probably branded in most people's minds.
It's only four names, people. Come on. So.
Except, I wonder how the younger generations, if they've been enamored at all by the Beatles.
Things kind of go in cycles, a little bit. They kind of come back. What's old is new again. I'll tell you another guy that I like, and I know it's going to be just totally obscure, so I won't spend a bunch of time on it, but a guy named Joe English was actually Paul McCartney's drummer in Wings for a while. He went off and did some solo stuff, and a very talented guy, too, as a vocalist. Yeah,
he wound up playing a lot of pool as well, and they said, that's it, man, put a little English on that. No?
Cue the next joke.
It's Friday.
Yes.
More dad humor to come, my friend.
Uh-huh.
The world's oldest living person. No, it's not Nancy Pelosi. Stop
what?
It.
Are you serious?
It is a British woman named Ethel.
Wow.
Ethel.
Yes. How old is Ethel?
Old enough to know the joke I was fixing to tell, but won't. That's how old she is. Ethel Catterham.
Yes.
Has turned 116 years old.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but
I mean, you're talking about the history of music. Think what she has seen in 116 years. That's amazing. When you think about life changes in 116 years, what she's experienced.
Yeah. I mean, we're going from, I mean, technologically, yep. You know, just starting to emerge in some neat things.
Uh-huh.
Transportation from going to where getting on a plane is like no big deal.
So in probably around 1972, 1973, so I'm 11, 12 years old, my pastor's wife, her grandfather was still alive. And this is early 70s. He was like 96 then.
So he probably remembered slavery.
He had come to Missouri in a horse and wagon as a child.
Wow.
So you stop, okay, so if he's in his 90s in the 70s, so literally he would have been born in the mid-1870s.
Oh, so right after
slavery,
1865.
But think about what he saw from, let's say, 1875, 1878 or so, until the 1970s.
Well, my grandfather was born in the 1800s.
Yeah? Yeah?
My grandfather.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. What a life.
My dad was born in 1914.
Yeah, good point.
So,
yeah, you were a late child.
Yeah, he was 48 when I was born.
Wow.
And what a blessing that I truly became, and the rest is history. Why are you frowning?
All that humility.
Why are you frowning?
In one room. I don't know how you do it.
I know. I lack humidity. I lack humidity.
Because
I can't even say humility. I lack humidity.
That's pretty bad when you can't even speak the word.
Well, that's like I can't say I was roar.
Incorrect.
Roar.
Exactly.
Anyway, Ethel.
Ethel's 116.
Ethel and her family are so grateful for all the kind messages and interest shown to her as she celebrates her 116th birthday this year. And, man, what kind of senior discount do you get at that point?
Oh, you should get double.
You should easily get free.
I mean, if you can get a discount at 50 or 60, you ought to get a whole lot at 116.
But the dude that used to do the Smucker's happy birthdays, man, he's long since gone.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember the weather guy?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
There's a W in there.
There is in his name.
Uh-huh. Isn't there?
Maybe. Okay. I can see him. Jovial guy, big smile. Uh-huh. He kind of a toothy grin where his front teeth were separated just a little bit. I can picture him. And I can remember him doing the Smucker's thing. And,
yep.
You know, old, you know, Sally Smith turning 100.
Tell me when you want me to tell you. There is a W.
Willard Scott.
Yes, you got it.
It's weird. When I know that the answer will be presented to me.
It comes to you. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
But which would be terrible in a game show because your time would be up.
Right. And they go, and after the buzzer, I'd give you the answer.
Because you know it's coming.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That is a very.
Because otherwise, more pressure you put yourself onto, draw a blank.
Way.
But you go, well, there's no pressure because he's going to tell me the answer in a second. And then it comes to me.
Everybody can win a game show on the couch. Sitting at home watching TV.
Oh, I was going to say, what kind of games are you playing on the couch? Do tell, or maybe don't tell while we're on the air.
FCC license.
Yeah. All that.
Yeah.
All right. Better than the headline of Trump winning that court case where they, you know, overturned the penalty part of it. So saving him, probably over $400 million when it's all said and done.
Interest and all that, yeah.
It's better when you hear it actually from Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Because he likes to make it a little more exciting.
He does.
He does.
He could have been Phil Rizzuto, the play-by-play guy for the Yankees, right? Total victory in the fake New York State Attorney General Letitia James case. I greatly respect the fact that the court had the courage to throw out this unlawful and disgraceful decision, which they didn't throw out the decision, they threw out the penalty.
Right.
That was hurting business all throughout New York State. Others are afraid to do business here. The amount, including interest and penalties, was over $550 million. It was a political witch hunt in a business sense, the likes of which no one has ever seen. This was a case of election interference by the city and state trying to show illegally that I did things that were wrong when, in fact, I did everything that was absolutely correct and even perfect.
Perfect, yes.
Every single dollar was thrown out. Even the penalties imposed on us by the corrupt judge, one of the most overturned in history, Arthur Engoron. I wasn't given a jury, and during the course of the trial, which lasted a long time, was not given one ruling in my favor by this political hack. But worse than him, that it's possible worse than him was Letitia James, a corrupt and incompetent attorney general who only brought this case in order to hurt me politically. She is a Trump deranged lunatic. They made me bond the outrageous sum, which never happened before and which cost me millions of dollars a month. It should have never been allowed to happen, and everyone knew it. Importantly, the vote was 5-0. I'm so honored by Justice David Friedman's great words of wisdom, which should be read by everyone. I would also like to thank the court for having the courage to make this decision, which is already going down as one of the worst business persecutions in the history of our country.
I would agree with that.
Yep.
Shouldn't have happened.
Yep. So... it's I like when Trump tells it, his version. It's much more exciting than any of us talking heads could do. Mm-hmm. All right. We got the birthday thing happening. Oh, what? You hear about this fake mass shooting?
Oh, that was
Villanova University in Philadelphia?
Disgusting.
Yeah, they told students to move to secure locations, barricade doors and all that because they thought there was an active shooter on campus. Well, officials recognized and later confirmed a cruel hoax led the administrators to send out an active shooter alert on Thursday, which, of course, made, I mean, just completely everybody wigged out, which is understandable. The Pennsylvania Schools Department of Public Safety received an anonymous report of an active shooter in the School of Law at Villanova at about 4:30 p.m., and an alert warning of a possible shooter on campus interrupted the annual freshman orientation mass, where parents were saying goodbye to their kids.
That's awful.
Saying a little prayer.
That is awful.
Hope little Johnny, little Susie, you're going to be okay. And then all of a sudden, I go, active shooter alert.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Yeah.
So wrong.
They'll
catch him. They'll catch him.
The FBI is on it.
They'll catch him.
The FBI, and under Director Cash.
Oh, yeah.
I believe they'll dig in and come up with the perp.
Yep.
One hopes. All right. You know, we need upbeat positive thoughts.
Yes.
We really need some good stuff. And if you want to contribute to that, we would love to have you. Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now for Things That Make You Smile, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Oh, another day in paradise, my friends. It is 9:53 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You know what it's time for?
What's up?
Things That Make You Smile. Upbeat positive thoughts brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Chris. What's making you smile?
Yes, sir. The Beatles and the Wings make Bob and Greg smile. Well, Baby Metal debuted on number 9 on the Billboard for the first time ever, and that makes me smile. Their music is great.
Fantastic.
There you go.
Yep. We like music.
Absolutely.
It's a good thing.
We've played a tune or two in our radio lifetimes.
Yes, we have.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was just the other day. It was National Radio Day. So a lot of memories, a lot of stuff around the Book of Faces and all that. A lot of people, names and faces I hadn't seen in a long time. And it's just like a big old fraternity. All right, let's go to Mike. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm driving my brains crazy here thinking what I can shove in my travel trailer. What's making me smile is my youngest brother's firstborn's going to get married this coming Saturday, the 6th. And I plan on being there with my tired teepee in tow and rendezvous with family for about 5 days. And that's going to be good around that holiday weekend. Y'all have a great day. Thanks again.
Hey, you too. Have a great weekend. Enjoy that wedding as well.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, Rita. What's making you smile?
Good morning. Sorry for being late for National Radio Day. I meant to call you yesterday, but what started, first of all, congratulations. And what started my love of radio is my grandma up in Jamaica, Queens, New York. She used to listen to Ramblin' with Gamblin'. I don't know if you guys know that. And she used to get up early and listen to that. And now I find myself doing the same thing, listening to you guys.
Wow.
So, that's nice.
Yeah, Ramblin' with Gamblin'. And then when I went to college, I used to listen to, up in the Hudson Valley, upstate New York, I used to listen to 101 CBS FM. And it was the Play Your Favorite Oldies.
Well, right, those, those jingles get in your head, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
That's the goal, though.
Great recall. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. And coming up, we've got The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A tractor trailer carrying 40,000 pounds of ribeye steaks went up in flames along a Missouri highway on Monday. Of course, fire protection was called, and they responded in a social media post on Tuesday. Afterwards, nothing says welcome to the fire service like sending the probie, you know, the newbie, to put out 40,000 pounds of flaming ribeye. And the reason why they thought it was funny is because Jenna Ulrich is the only vegan in the department. So, of course, her very first involved fire is 40,000 pounds of ribeye steak. Steak! It's what's for dinner, and that's your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have a great, safe weekend. See ya!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.